Right, so I'm down in Brighton this weekend at an event called Good for Nothing Winter Warmer, and I'm here with Mark Sears, who is chief of the Brighton chapter, or whatever we want to call it. So, Mark, fill us in. What's Good for Nothing about all in general, and then kind of, you know, tell us a little bit about what we're up to this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, Good for Nothing is ultimately it's a big collaborative experiment about what happens if you put really simple things together. So basically, you need three great causes who are trying to do amazing things to make Brighton a better place. We then fill a room full of Brighton's best thinkers, doers, makers, people that can code, people that can build websites, people that can do films. And then we create an environment, a space, a fun. So we play music, music always throughout the whole weekend, and just create a party atmosphere, kind of the way that work should be. So you take away the rules, take away the regulations, give people great food and beer at the end of the day. And you kind of throw all that into a big melting pot, and we find that magic happens. You know, we can get amazing things done in a really short space of time.
So what are the causes that are being helped this weekend, and how are they being helped?
Okay, so we've got three causes, and the first one is something called the Bevy, and what that is it's a community cooperative pub, or it's a small community in Brighton, one of Brighton's most impoverished estates, Millscombe and Bevendean, and they're trying to find a place that they can call home. So it's a community pub that they're trying to call home, but they need to crowdfund, they need to bring the space to life in a way that can get people in that estate to be really excited about their plans for it.
And what about the other two?
The other two, sorry, yeah, we've also got something called Green's Pet Emporium, which is a really exciting little project where we're trying to bring creative writing classes for Brighton's children. But the shop front is going to be an emporium of things that you can buy for exotic pets. It's based on the model of the Ministry of Stories in London, and also 826 Valencia, which was the original model based in the States. So it's kind of creative writing built around some really exciting storefronts at the front end. And the final one we're doing is something called the Espresso Mushroom Company. The big idea is that there's 70 million cups of coffee consumed in the UK every year. I reckon most of them are consumed in Brighton with all of our wonderful cafes. But that wonderfully rich and nutritious byproduct of the coffee is most of it is thrown in the landfill, which is a massive massive waste. So two brothers from Brighton decided that they would find a way of closing that loop and of finding a use for all those used coffee grounds. So they basically turned them into mushrooms, which is really exciting. And for all three of those, they've set us a brief, they've set us a challenge, they've said, these are the things we need. We're just growing very slowly by ourselves, but actually, if we can put all these great minds and great doers in a room together, what can we actually create? So we're building websites, we are creating films, we've got people that are actually designing the interior of that pub and what it might look like to bring it to life. We've got people designing weird and wonderful things to be sold in Green's Pet Emporium. So we're getting stuck in and doing great things. And actually, we're going to do the show and tell in about 20 minutes. And I don't really know what's going to happen, what's been worked on over the weekend. And I can't wait to find out.
Cool. So going forward, how can sort of people get involved with Good for Nothing and kind of what's coming up in Brighton?
Well, in Brighton, we'll be running our next event probably across the summer, but Good for Nothing's a national thing. It started off in London. It's been running there for about 2 years. So if people go to goodfornothing.com, they can sign up and become part of the community, and on there they'll find details of our gigs. There's definitely a gig next weekend in London if people are free in London next weekend, and after that we've got active chapters in Bristol, in Manchester, and they're springing up all over the UK and around the world.
Cool. Fantastic. Cheers.
Cheers.